When you forget all the things you are and all the things you've been, and when it seems your life of dreams are only lived within, when you can't recall your power, recall your life with me, and I'll cause you. Darkness rushes in on you like ghosts without a name, and you're frightened and confused and feel you're lost inside a game. When you can't recall a time secure, recall a time with me. Let me cause you to remember. Let me cause you to remember and remind you evermore. You are all the things you've ever dreamed, all things that I adore. And I cause you to remember. When the shadows stretch before you, and you cannot find the light, when you try and fail and try again to make your living right, when you can't recall successes, recall your winning me. Let me cause you to remember. When it's hard to think of going on, and all the world seems lost, and one more day of going on seems far too great a cost, when you can't recall a friend to touch, recall your touching me, and I'll cause you. And remind you evermore, you are all the things you've ever dreamed, all things that I adore. You are all the hope of ages, you are all you've waited for, you are all there is to give and live, all this and so much more. Let me call remind you evermore, you are all the things you've ever dreamed and things that I adore. You are all the hope of ages, you are all you've waited for, you are all there is to give and live, all this and so much more. Let me cause you. Thank you.
Whoa. Kenneth. I was just impacted by how much I love you and how much I have missed you and how grateful I am that you are part of this morning, part of this day, brother. You bathed my soul just now with such a feeling of gratitude. My cup runneth over. And thank you for the surprise, Reverend Britt and Brother Leo and Kenneth, to bring that song to me. It's a song that came through me when I really, 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 really needed to be reminded. I needed to be caused to remember who I am, whose I am. That song came to me after a period in 1988. My father died in June of 88. And then my birth brother, my only brother, Chuck, we called him. He was Laverne Jr., but he was Chuck to us. He died the following July after my father. And then the following year after that, in the spring, my best friend from college age, Danny Scarborough, he had made his transition. And so God hooked me up with a guy named Johnny Earl. And we began singing show business music, all the tunes I grew up hearing that I always dreamed of singing. And because of Johnny Earl, I was able to sing them in many a club in New York City, New Jersey, and in other places. But quickly God revealed to us that we were really put together to channel through spiritual lyrics, spiritual music for the uplifting of others and ourselves. I received a lot of my songs in dreams. I would simply be sleeping and dreaming, and I would hear Johnny say, "We're about to give you a new song that's come through Carlos." And then I saw myself go to the microphone and Johnny at the piano. And I heard the music to I Cause You to Remember and the lyrics. They were being sung to me from spirit. I accounted them myself personally as being Jesus singing, whispering a song in my ear to remind me that I'm not who I have made myself to be. I am not who circumstances and conditions have made of me. I am not made of my losses and my heartbreaks and my heartaches. I am not made of the things I've gone for and did not get. Dreams deferred, hopes unrealized or unmanifest, plans dashed against a stone. That these human experiences are not what has composed me, but that I am indeed as God created me. And so I cause you to remember is what Jesus sang in my ear while I slept that night. And when I woke up, I was so happy to say to Johnny, I have had a visit that has redeemed my joy, that has resurrected my peace of mind, my sense of security, and my joy of knowing that nothing shall ever be able to separate me from the love of God, the love of Source, the love of Creator. I have been reminded that I am one with the Creator and all of creation, every aspect of it. Reminded that I am limitless in power and in peace. It's all about remembering, forgetting, only to remember again. Because to forget for a moment makes re-remembering all the more sweeter, all the more precious. something more and more to cherish. Without my moments of forgetting, my knowing would become a flat line, and therefore it would be taken for granted. But a gift of forgetting for a moment and feeling what it feels like to forget that part of me that is divine, everlasting, invulnerable, and to think for a few moments that I am nothing but this incarnated being born today, only to die another day. Dreaming the dream of separation from my wholeness. Dreaming the dream of separation from my sense of safety, my connection with Source, all that I truly am and will ever be. To wake up from this dream is to return to joy. And so when God gave me that song, I caused you to remember, on the heels of those losses, year after year after year, of the significant men in my life who have been such integral parts of who I am and my life experience and what it is, such pieces of my sense of safety, my sense of not feeling alone. When they were no longer here physically, I forgot. I forgot. But no shame, no blame. Because we will not be allowed to forget forever. And our forgetting momentarily is quite on purpose. We can only grow if we are visited with an experience of homeostatic imbalance. If I remembered every moment, it would be a field of homeostatic balance in which no growth, no learning need be acquired. But we get rocked into a place of homeostatic imbalance, a feeling of disconnection, so that we will draw deeper from the endless well that is within us of a more desired, a more precious wanting of reconnection, to remember what has seemed to be dismembered, which is the truth of the knowing of my whole being, a return to peace, a return to shalom state. We have said many years ago that one of the mystic meanings of the word shalom, peace, is there is nothing missing. There is nothing broken. Oh, but how it seems as though there is so many times. And so I honor my human experience of feeling the loss and feeling the pain. But I know that it is not the all of me. A part of me, yes. An important and significant part of me. Not to be denied. To be embraced. Embraced in a larger knowing. I am as God created me. That is all I'll ever be. Created in the image of the One. That is who I am. I cause you to remember Brother Kenneth Gartman. I always knew I loved you. But this break away from being with you, seeing you, experiencing the beauty of your ministry, hearing that voice that touches me like my Johnny's voice touched me, and those fingers on that piano that move me like my Johnny's fingers on the piano moved me, You gave me more of a gift than you'll ever know. You, along with Reverend Britt, along with my brother Leo, who made the decision to have this gift bestowed upon me this morning. I've been singing a glad song of praise. As most of you know, I've had a digestive issue. I've seen so many specialists, so many doctors, so much testing over so many years. My normal weight is 165, and I have not been anywhere near 165 for many, many years. My sister Crystal has been gone now for many years. And before she took her last breath, she was worried that I might take mine. I was losing so much weight. I was unable to keep food in me. You know the story. Periodically, I've asked for your prayer support. Periodically, I've had a praise report that I've had a week or two where everything seemed to be resolved. But those were only followed by a deeper and more intense condition of the intensity of this challenge. You know that I've had doctors and specialists tell me over the last 4 years that unless they found the solution to my challenge, I had no hope whatsoever of longevity. So I've lived for the last several years under the influence of having been told that I would probably make it a year, maybe two, maybe three. It's only been less than 20 days ago that the solution for my challenge was discovered. A simple solution, sponsored by my daughter, who asked me to do her a favor and to do two things for her for 10 days. Get off all cow dairy and get off all gluten. I did it to make her happy, not because I had faith. Seemed like such a simple thing, and such a simple thing were the solution. Why wouldn't a doctor or a specialist over all these years ever had suggested that I might be allergic to cow, dairy, and gluten? And so because no doctors or specialists had thought it, I smiled inside that my daughter loves me so much that she wanted me to try something she had faith in. Though I did not. Wow. Within a few days, I began to realize my salvation had come. No more daily diarrhea 10 to 12 times a day. No more continuing weakening of my body, watching it disappear before my eyes. Fatigue, intense allergy, it all simply was no longer there. And so for a little less than 20 days, I have been eating a new diet, keeping my food in me, feeling my strength come back bit by bit. And noticing that I'm not losing pounds every 3 to 4 days. A simple solution. I tried it without having faith in it. A Course in Miracles says, you don't have to have faith, just willingness. I was willing. Jesus says in the scriptures of the book of life, if you have faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, you can say to a mountain, be thou removed, and that mountain will vanish in the twinkling of an eye. How good God is. I bless the Creator. If it's the Creator's good pleasure a year ago to break my body up in pieces on a highway coming back from a church service in Brookline, Massachusetts. It pleased my Creator that I did not die, that I would be mended bit by bit, bone by bone. It pleased my Creator within weeks after my accident to have my sister call me to say that she had been diagnosed with bladder cancer. She was filled with faith. Bladder cancer, she told me, was one of the easiest ones to be resolved. Within a few weeks after that, we were all being informed that we needed to stay inside for 2 weeks because there was a virus going around called COVID-19. Wow. It pleased my Creator to break my body into many pieces and then to hear that my sister was diagnosed with cancer, and then to be shut in with COVID-19. COVID-19, it turned out to be more than a stay in for 2 weeks. We have still not gotten back to where we were before the visit of this gift that doesn't look to be a gift. Nearly every conversation I had with my sister Rhonda after her announcement was news that we did not want to hear. Nothing seemed to be working in favor of our desired outcome. And so, as you know, within a number of months, on August 27th of last year, she took her last breath. I have been through so many emotional experiences as a result of the body, my sister, and COVID, and the loss of many, many people who have taken their last breath in this last year. Couples who loved one another, whose relationships turned very bitter, and whose divorces and breakups were hostile. I've had many financial investments that I was hopeful for, that I put my money in with all my faith, only to see them crumble. It has pleased my Creator to bless me richly, refusing to leave me in a state of homeostatic balance where I would not be growing or learning or stretching or desiring to be more of who it is possible for me to be. I've been being nudged to remember I am as God created me. I am not the me I've made myself. I am not the me that was composed of my experiences, my heartaches, my heartbreaks, my stories of the thrill of victory, or my stories of the agony of my defeats. No, I am outside of time and space altogether. I am the eternal one, the invulnerable. I am spirit. I am light. How blessed I am to know that the light of God surrounds me, because in truth I am that light, and that the love of God enfolds me, because in truth I am that love. That the power of God protects me, because in truth I am that power of God. And that the presence of God watches over me, because in truth I am the presence of God, my am eternal self. The light that I am surrounds the me I believe myself to be. The love that I am enfolds the me I believe myself to be. The power of God protects the me I think myself to be. And the presence of God that I am in truth watches over the little Carly I think myself to be. How blessed I am to be as God created me. I will always be here in this field of homeostatic balance and imbalance as long as I take breath and live in my body temple. I embrace it. I own it. I honor the whole of me. The me I believe myself to be and the me I truly am is the composite self called Carlos Wayne Anderson, child of God, eternally blessed, caused to remember each time he forgets. I am. I am. I am. Let's go inside and deepen this knowing. Know it for you. I am as God created me. I am as God created me. That is all I'll ever be. Created in the image of the One. God is all I'm living for. And I'm the one adores. And our love shines brighter than the sun. And I know that God is pleased with me. God is pleased with me. I know. For I am His own workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that I should walk in them. I am as God created me. That is all I'll ever be. Created in the image of the One. Yes, God is all I'm living for. And I'm the one adores. And our love shines brighter than the sun. And I know that God is pleased with me. God is pleased with me, I know. Yet even when I fail to know, my Creator loves me so. Something in me moves me to recall. My God never judges me. Just loves me unconditionally. God is God. My everything. My all. And I know that God is pleased with me. Is pleased with me. I know. For
for I am his own workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that I should walk in them. I walk in the truth of my knowing. I am as God created me. I am as God created me. I am. How sweet it is to remember, and it grows sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Peace.